Hey, welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Glenn Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we bring you every week the worst of the worst news and the best of the best. And we've got a lot of territory to cover this week because we missed last week. We were so swamped with everything that we're doing, and we really could not even get away to do this show. So we want to apologize, first of all, to all of you who are tried and true Horowitz and Kane fans and appreciate your support all these years. But when you hear tonight what we've been up to, you'll appreciate why it was that we couldn't join you last week.
Yes, we've been really, really busy, but we have some great news. We're really working on the good news nowadays more so than the bad news, unless you've read our last bit of bad news, which was a news release we sent out on basically why the Gulf disaster happened and who was responsible for it. So that was the last bad piece of news that we sent out, I think.
Yeah, and we covered that a little bit 2 weeks ago when we were talking about the 30 pieces of evidence. And in fact, matter of fact, you can get that article that we're talking about if you just go online right now to healthyworldstore.com. At the bottom of the page, at the home page, you'll see newsletter archives. And at the very top, when you click on that, you'll see, literally years of work. Sherry's joined me since last September in pumping out articles, exposés on what's really happening in the world. And if this is new to you, well, you've got a lot of reading to do. The last article was 30 pieces of evidence why it was that the Gulf oil explosion was planned and who made money off of it and what the whole agenda is really about. So again, that's healthyworldstore.com. And I want to thank healthyworldstore.com, and I want to thank all of your support out there for buying books, tapes, DVDs, healthcare products and equipment, everything, including there's a new pet section. There's new agricultural and permacultural section for growing plants optimally well and keeping your pets healthy on healthyworldstore.com. So, Sherry, what do you think?
So anyway, I'm feeling like I'm my camera angle is like very to the side. Is that is
well, no, that's normal. It's head on. It's all right.
Yeah. So we've been working really, really, really hard. Just really getting you out the latest news, and also we want to talk to you a lot about what we've been working on and one of the biggest things right now. In case you have not heard us in recent weeks talk about this, was the 528records.com, which is actually i528tunes.
Right, the new name.
Yes. And then this is
the great news. If you notice, I've got this, 528 fashion on. This is one of the shirts, the t-shirts Sherry's got
them on.
We've got them on. So we're doing that as a dedication tonight to the launch, finally, after literally, it's been 12 years, if you can imagine, working on a project and finally having it come to fruition after a dozen years of envisioning and planning and then paying and then technically advising and then working on the final developments of i528tunes.com. Now, for those of you who don't know the history of this, essentially 528 is that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love. And it's the foundational center of the sound sourcing from the sun, from Jupiter. It's been measured by NASA scientists. Initially, I got it from Dr. Joseph Pelayo as the third note of the original musical scale back in 1998 when we published Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And it was the third note, the do, re, mi, miragus, storm in Latin, miracles in English. Well, it turns out that 528, there's so much evidence now that's been accumulated over these dozen years from world-leading experts in the field of mathematics and physics and metaphysics and the understanding of how this is such a miraculous frequency and all of nature, particularly the botanical world, is vibrating the greenish color of chlorophyll and our own heme. I mean, you were talking to a researcher yesterday about the liver. And the color of liver.
Well, all the organs. And she's somebody who actually read the frequencies of the organs, their color frequencies, to determine what was wrong with people rather than them going to see a doctor and basically getting diagnosed with something they don't have. But she was telling me that these colors of our organs, when we're a baby, for instance, our kidneys would be a bright, beautiful, blue, like a cobalt blue, and our liver would be an emerald green.
Now think about that. Emerald green, which is very much like this kind of like blue-green algae color, and that chlorophyll that makes up that pigment for the most powerful molecule in the universe to literally produce oxygen, literally take carbon dioxide and produce oxygen for us to sustain ourselves. The concept of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh means, Yehovah means literally to breathe, is to exist. That's the word translated in Hebrew. What it means in English is to breathe, is to exist. It integrates this whole concept of respiration, re-spiritualization, bringing in the prana, the breath of life. And so, interesting, if you look in medical textbooks, I actually wrote this to the FDA in defense of natural healing and what we're doing. But if you look at medical textbooks, they make the claim if you take a jaundiced infant whose liver is dysfunctioning because the liver enzymes are not operating.
And their skin would be a yellowish color.
A yellowish color. And their eyes would be yellowish color. And if you put that infant into the sunlight, they are immediately cured. And how that happens is what we're talking about. This 528 hertz frequency, which is emanating from the sun as a foundational or fundamental sound from the sun, but also the entire universe. There is a musical, mathematical matrix upon which the entire universe, including you and I, our bodies, our Holy Spirit-filled temples, are made. And so this concept that if we can vibrate ourselves right into the harmony with nature and divinity, involving this optimal divine human communion, which is what Leonardo da Vinci was about, which is basically what love, the real Da Vinci Code book and DVDs are about. Again, in healthyworldstore.com, you can get my earlier work. So that's what we've been working on for a dozen years, and it was just launched. Go to i528tunes.com, and you'll be able to use that website to upload any music that's been produced in A440 standard tuning. A440 standard tuning. I mean, we could talk a lot about that. But the bottom line is it's stressful and it's destructive to everything from the throat chakra down. It creates dissonance and blocks the energy. And if you want to open your heart and literally vibrate like the rest of nature in harmony with divinity optimally, then you want to be singing the same songs and music that the Creator is singing and nature is celebrating. And that is 528 hertz frequency. So,
and then you can find out actually about why 440 came into being, the basic preferred frequency.
Well, it's preferred by the Rockefeller.
Exactly. Well, you'll find that out if you read medicalveritas.org of why it became preferred, because people didn't know any different. It was introduced by the Rockefellers and they were the ones who incorporated it into the world, and that's why everybody uses that as the standard method of tuning. But go to medicalveritas.org, scroll down to about the third article, and you'll read about the music, how it was changed by that, and how...
Musical cult control.
Exactly, and how it was done to actually create the panic in the audience and to cause frenzy and manipulate the masses.
Mass hysteria, that's a quote. The Rockefeller Foundation and the musical archives that were reviewed by James Tobias, who was a professor of English and was assigned within the Rockefeller Foundation and the archives to do the research to show us the origin of where we got A440, was in military research, was in psychotronic warfare, was to induce mass hysteria, stress induction, instead of relaxation, in anybody listening. And in essence, what they determined was if they played 440 hertz frequency, then what would happen is about 6 to 8% of the population, the audience listening, would go into mass hysteria. And this now begins to explain how it was that with the first events when you had Elvis Presley performing, suddenly there were rioting. We never had that before. Instead of women swooning, you had rioting, screaming hysterically. The mass hysteria is a frequency induction. It's an egocentric manipulation. It's a heart block. And ultimately what we're now advancing is the music to set us free. 528 hertz frequency. read about it. It's really, really valuable.
And another thing we'd love you to check out, if you haven't seen the movie Inception yet,
right,
go see it. We have a trailer up on that. It's 528inception.com. And you'll see how they incorporated 528 into the film, and they used it in several places. They used it in a code. They used it on a door. And they basically, the guy who produced, well, actually the screenwriter, Christopher Nolan, he seems to know about your work. So it was really interesting to see how that played out in that film. So if you haven't seen Inception, go see it. And also go check out the trailer, 528 Inception, online. Just do a search on
YouTube,
YouTube for 528 Inception. And there's also a website, 528inception.com. You can check out with all the links to the YouTube sites.
Right. So that's 528inception.com or even inception528.com. We bought both of those domains to make it easy for you to get to that video that we did based on the trailers of Inception movie, because when we went to see it, Sherry and I just, we almost rarely go to films, let alone to a midnight, first night showing of the film Inception. And I almost walked out. We almost walked out in the first 10 minutes. It seemed so disjointed and it was weird, but something made us stay. And I'm glad that I did, because ultimately the movie is genius. It's a brilliant, in my opinion, it's a psyops. It's a psychological operation. If you don't know what it's about, if you know what it's about and you put the pieces of that puzzle together, and the way for you to easily do that now is because that's one of the things that have been keeping us very busy. I couldn't take this show last week because we were literally working on the 528 Inception movie trailer, and that Sherry was just mentioning. And when you read the website 528inception.com and review the explanation of the movie Inception, you'll be prepared to go in and get the beneficial lessons from it versus the psychological manipulations of it. It's a wonderful exercise for you. Very enlightening.
Definitely. It was really great. And I'm happy I went to see it. So if you have a chance to go, definitely go and see it. So we've been busy. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
We have been busy. And, you know, it's interesting, too. Our phones have been ringing a lot with a lot of people who have respiratory problems. It seems to be in preparation for this fall for the H1N1 coming back around, likely, according to all the experts, being recombined with H5N1. The avian flu is coming to get you, they tell us, and that they're telling us to go get vaccinated, which, of course, is causing immune suppression and intoxication, which is the opposite of what it is that we really need to do. So we've been developing a whole flu package for you. So if you go on to healthyworldstore.com, and by the way, the affiliate program, too, is really important. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, and maybe Sherry will share a little bit about the affiliate program tonight, too, because this is our way to partner with you and give you and present to you so that you can present to others the most beneficial products to help us get through this insanity and this genocidal intoxication and literally depopulation of humanity that is unfolding here, literally before our eyes. A lot of friends and family are now, again, hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months. We've seen this before. We saw it about 4 or 5 years ago. And the tried and true products that we had was called the Flumonia Factor formula, the Lomation root extract, and the Devil's Club, which is an expectorant, and the Rosa Nacana, the rosacea plants, with that's rose hips, and the what's called Almelencia alifoliates, that service berry bush that contains in it an anti-virus types of ingredients. It works great against bovine flus, this SARS type of infectious agent that we were told exists. Well, this Flumonia Factor formula got us through, along with the addition of the OxySilver, of course, is wonderful, and so is Zeolite. It's extremely beneficial. We're highly recommending that, and in fact, right now, we're just in the process of acquiring these misters, so that you'll have the opportunity to receive a mister in a package that we're putting together for the Healthy World Affiliates program and for Healthy World Store. Because if you miss this, seems to have some sort of a grip on the inside of the lung where it's kind of very, very pasty. You can't deliver up the mucus, and this is what's causing the hacking for weeks. It's like a dry cough. It's itchy in your throat and in your lungs. And the best way to help get over that is by using a couple drops of the Pneumonia Factor formula with OxySilver in the mister. So we're actually misting in your lungs, and that's very, very beneficial.
Definitely beats that Vicks vapor roll. The Pneumonia is amazing. I mean, it gives you a similar, you know, almost that the way the Vicks does it, it helps draws it out. Pneumonia has a similar element like Vicks, but it's a natural product. It's not like these chemicals that Vicks would use. So you have this great product where there's no need to go and use these harmful products you're going to buy at the drugstore. And we're going to have that available on the Healthy World Affiliates website very soon.
On the affiliates, and that's different from Healthy World Store. It's on Healthy World Store right now. You can get OxySilver at Healthy World Store. Zeo Life is fabulous for detoxing. We've got to boost our immunity today more than ever. And there's two fundamental ways to do that, physically and spiritually. So physically, you want to think about getting rid of any of the toxins in your blood. Zeo Life is the awesome product to do that. OxySilver is a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. And if you're well hydrated and if you're detoxed, then if you take OxySilver, you're going to do really fine because you're going to get a purging of what's called the mycoplasma, which is these cross between a bacteria and a virus that have gotten inside the cells. It came in the 1990s, the early 90s with Gulf War Syndrome, where we first began to see this flu-like illness that wouldn't quit. And it was associated with mycoplasma. Well, those mycoplasmas are still around in a lot of people. And unless you hit it with something like OxySilver, which goes inside the cells, this mycoplasma evades the immune system and it evades antibiotics. And so multiple antibiotics can't effectively treat mycoplasma. That's been very public, well known. It's published throughout the scientific literature and medical literature. So what we can do is we can whack it with OxySilver, we can purge it, continue to purge it with good hydration, a lot of pH 8 adjusted drinking water, take Zeolife for additionally purging the toxins, the heavy metals and the chemicals out of your bloodstream. And then ultimately, we want to think about beyond this, and again, this respiratory treatment that we're recommending with the Pneumonia Factor formula and OxySilver in a mister, in a spray mister that you breathe deeply into your lungs so that you can begin, because of the Devil's Club, which is something that you can buy at your health food store separately. We don't have Devil's Club alone in the Healthy World store. Maybe we're going to get it, but the reality right now is it's in the Pneumonia Factor formula, and you can spit out and you can literally get rid of what it is that's causing this flu-like illness and this chest congestion and this irritation in your throat and lungs that won't quit. Now, that is before this whole flu season. That's happening now. People in northern Idaho, we've heard recently, a lot of people up there have this problem in the Great Northwest. And I'm wondering, you know, I think we saw it in Massachusetts, didn't we? We saw it a couple of weeks ago when we were in Massachusetts.
Yeah, lots of people. Really under the weather.
Yeah.
And we should also talk about the defense fund that we're setting up.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, do you want to mention how that started?
Well, yeah, sure. We have, I don't know if any of you are familiar with Jim Folsom, who went to prison actually.
Is he serving time right now?
Years now. For
federal prison.
For actually putting testimonials for his Reich machine online, saying that they, you know, had testimonies of people who were cured from cancer and all kinds of other diseases. Well, the FDA came and they busted his house and took him to jail. He's been in jail for years.
Yeah, but let me just explain. Jim had the option. This is the type of gentleman Jim Folsom is. And this is what really makes us feel compelled to help a brother, to help his wife who is in severe financial straits right now. So we're starting this Jim Folsom Foundation or Trust Fund to raise money for Mrs. Folsom and Jim's defense. Jim could have, for $250, simply admitted guilt, and that would have been the end of it. It would have been like a slap on the wrist. But instead, he decided that he was going to further through.
He was going to fight it.
He was going to fight it.
He said, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to go to court. I'm going to go to a trial. I'm sure people hear it on the trial. They'll realize, you know, I haven't done anything. Nobody has drank anything internally. Nobody has been,
nobody was injured.
Rejected with anything. It's not like an intrusive type of treatment.
It's a frequency generator. In other words, if you understand what I mentioned a couple minutes ago, there's two ways, essentially, to treat any illness. One is physically, the other is spiritually. When you talk about spirituality or bio-spirituality, you talk about everything from prayer and hands-on healing to sound, color, light, frequency generators. The Royal Raymond Rife frequency generators work along the same lines. It simply puts a vibration. Now, if you think of Ella Fitzgerald, that old BASF commercial, where Ella Fitzgerald, this magnificent superstar singer, vocalist, she belts out this high pitch and this crystal glass on her table shatters. But the room itself didn't fall down. The roof didn't fall in on her. That's the same thing. You hit these germs, the viruses, the cancer cells with a frequency vibration resonance. Like cures like, the same type of frequency that it's feeding off of. If you hit it, you'll whack it, and it'll explode it. Meanwhile, it'll leave the rest of the body. It'll leave the cell that is in a normal cell form. It'll leave all that normal. It won't hurt that. And so this is what the fundamental understanding, in simple terms, of the Rife frequency generators are all about. And so Jim, we used to sell one of Jim's machines. We called it the Miracle 6. Again, it was actually the whole name was the FDA Miracle 6. FDA Ultra MK Miracle 6 is the name of the unit. And it's no longer on the internet because Jim has gone to jail.
Right.
But what we're going to be doing is we're going to start a fund, and we're going to have a club that whereby anybody that joins the club, the money will go to two places. One will go to Jim's wife to sustain her in this time of trouble. It'll go to Jim's to pay his legal defense. And it'll also go to 100% of the money will go then to humanitarian organizations, projects that we're working on that are really important for the whole planet, the awakening and the spiritual renaissance and the transformation that's taking place. And so we're going to come out with this machine again. And that's what Sherry's talking
right.
about, except we're not going to be selling the machine. We're going to be giving the machine away for people who join as members for this organization. We're going to create a special network and a special organization for this purpose.
So we did go to see Jim at his last trial, and we did tell him, hey, you know, we're journalists. This is your opening to speak to the world. We'll get your message out there. And he is an attorney that's a public defender, meaning the guy works for
that
the
state. That was a big mistake.
Huge setup for him. And basically, the guy put his hand in front of us and Jim and said, no, don't you say anything to these people. So Jim had his hands tied by this man, and his wife contacted me recently crying, saying, you know, hey, he wanted to talk to you, and this attorney won't allow him to. So he's stuck in a system. He's
yeah.
stuck in a system that there's no justice for him in this system. And the only thing that we can do to help him would be to help him create a defense fund so he can get a real attorney that he doesn't have to deal
well,
with.
It's a whole other ballgame. See, I had recommended, there's a lot of people who practice kind of like the sovereignty movement type of law and defense. And that was really what was indicated. If Jim was going to really take on the system, then he needed to do it in a different way other than through your standard attorneys that are basically registered under the bar. You can't expect an attorney who's registered under the bar and is trying to please the judges so that they can get whatever convictions or even settlements. You can't expect those people to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you can't expect them to compromise their professional careers, which they're heavily invested in, to literally practice the correct form of law. So there's a whole different approach to dealing with this situation, and that unfortunately Jim did not follow my instructions, my recommendations.
That he was appointed by the state now.
Now he does. I watched that. We donate some money to Jim in order to help him do exactly what I'm saying, but they never did it.
He never even got the money. His brother
took it and didn't give it on to Jim. Anyway, there's a long story. If you want to simply understand the kind of discernment that's necessary when dealing with the feds, take a look at the website fluscam.com. If you go into fluscam.com, there's a couple very interesting articles, including one that I just posted on the FDA. You can click right at the top of that website. It says FDA. Click on that. It'll open up a whole page that'll show you my personal and corporate defense against the Food and Drug Administration that is alleging that I am creating drugs such as OxySilver. They want to make a drug. It's not a drug. It's a mineral water. It heals and people miraculously remedies all these infectious diseases, and it literally creates this whole other alternative to toxic vaccinations and deadly antibiotics very simply and relatively inexpensively, highly effectively, zero risk. And you understand that the FDA is basically on my tail right now. And how I handled that is readable. You can see what I've done on the internet right now. Go to fluscam.com, click on the FDA page at the top, and you'll see the most absurd things is, now get this, you have to understand, when you read the law, when you read the statutes that are making people like myself and Jim Folsom criminals by statute because of the drug industrialists, what you'll see is the subtle, extremely subtle manipulation of the use of words. For example, the word and is different from the word or. And when you read the legislation, the statute that allegedly gives the FDA authority that they're overstepping their authority, they interpret the word and to be equal to the word or. Well, any child who goes to grade school knows the difference. But that's not what the FDA is doing. They don't give a damn what children know. They are literally pulling the wool over everyone's eyes. And when you literally read the statute on that website that I just gave you, the FDA page of the website fluscam.com, you'll see the entire position that I've taken with the FDA that is potentially freeing for the entire natural healing industry and the entire movement. That is every ma and pa out there currently advancing natural remedies, the herbs, the botanicals, the homeopathics, the essential oils, and concerned about FDA regulations or concerned about what they're writing in their advertisements, because if they use the word cure or treatment or preventative, that suddenly, that word alone is alleged cause by the FDA for declaring that this is a drug to be regulated. And so then, of course, if you continue, if you don't bow down to these Gestapoists, ultimately, you know, then you've got a problem. So please read up on that, and you'll get a lot of great information. Who's calling? We've got a caller at the Inside Hour.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Anybody joining us tonight? That's odd. I thought so, too. Well, that's all right. By the way, if you do want to call us tonight, you can call BBS and join us on the Inside Hour at 888-815-9756. That's toll free, 888-815-9756. And we're happy to take your questions, and if you've got a comment on anything we've been talking about or anything that's on your heart that you think is important for everyone on BBS tonight, please just give us a call, 888-815-9756.
So, some good stuff out there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of really important things that are being advanced right now. Let's go back to 528. Because, I mean, like, everybody wants solutions. And if you, you know, the think of the word solution. The universal solvent is water. Your body is made of about 80% water. Water is a liquid crystal. Liquid crystals are superconductors. That's why oxysilver works. It's a water, plus it's a nano silver. It's a microfine silver particle that's actually bonded uniquely, unlike any other hydrosol, silver hydrosol out there. Colloidal silvers aren't anything like it. The bottom line is that you've got a double superconductor of 528 hertz frequency of energy. So what is that going to do for you? Well, it's going to do everything that you see happens in nature. You know, when a dog gets sick, what does the dog do? Same thing with a horse. They go out and eat grass. Why? Because it's the same as wheatgrass, that greenish yellow color. There's something vibrating in it that literally restores and sustains us, all of nature. And in fact, because we work with the mathematicians and physicists, we've proven now the entire musical mathematical matrix of the entire universe is created by 9 core creative frequencies. That's cycles per second, numbers. And that the third note of the original musical scale, do, re, mi, or ut, re, mi, that miragastorum in Latin, miracles in English, that miracle frequency of the universe is that color. And so, you know, there's something else that you should know. We haven't released this yet, but we're going to be. I'm giving you a preview now. Alex Jones is promoting a product called Silver Soul. He used to promote OxySilver, and we didn't realize why. We didn't understand why all of a sudden he wouldn't advertise, and he didn't want to do what we had asked him to do. And so it turns out that he's promoting another silver product that, lo and behold, the manufacturers are intimately connected to Homeland Security. And of all the frequencies that they were putting into their particular product as a copycat off of what I've been doing with OxySilver is a cancer-causing frequency of energy. Ultraviolet light, it's an antibiotic, it's antibiosis, anti-life, it kills. And so wouldn't it be appropriate that the Homeland Security officials who have special interests and investments in the Clifton Mining Corporation, allied with the American Biotech Laboratories that produces the Silver Sol and other products that Alex Jones is promoting, that they would be inducing what Alex Jones tells you Homeland Security always produces? Cancer, depopulation, public intoxication, fraud. And so the reality is we're exposing in just probably a couple weeks, Alex Jones, you heard it here tonight on the Inside Hour first. Alex Jones, who I have personally, publicly defended on a number of occasions, because this is not the first time he's gotten embroiled in something that is less than what he appears to be. But I'm telling you, if you want to go right now, go to silversolfraud.com. S-I-L-V-E-R-S-O-L. fraud.com and read up about it. The bottom line is you can use energy to kill, or you could use energy to sustain, uplift, and heal. And 528 is proven by all of nature to be the energy that sustains, uplifts, and heals. That's why we put that exclusively into all of our products in the Healthy World Store catalog. HealthyWorldStore.com, or all the products, pretty much the main products on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, also contains 528 hertz energy. You can learn more about the 528 by going to love528.com, love528.com, and of course transpose music on i528tunes.com. Sherry, before I go back, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about what happens, what we can expect to happen from playing music in the key of love, in the key of life, or the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. But can you share a little bit more about our whole concept and project with Healthy World Affiliates for the folks?
Well, Healthy World Affiliates is actually under the umbrella of Healthy World Organization, which is an alternative to the corrupt World Health Organization. And what we're doing is we're looking not for people to be our customers or employees or any of that. We're looking for partners because we need a platoon, not an army, but a platoon, because all the people that we've exposed, Dr. Hart's exposed over the years.
Well, we want an army, but we needed a platoon to basically lead the army to victory.
Exactly, because these people are very powerful that we're up against. And we created this Healthy World Affiliates program where you get a free turnkey $10,000 website. There's nothing to pay. There's no maintenance fees. You just go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and sign up. You will get a web link that's your own personal web link that's a clone of the main website. And anybody that you give the link to, there's also videos on that site, too, that explains the products and it's an introduction to the program. Anybody you give the link to who purchases something, you make a 40% payout on up to four other people that they refer. So that's five levels. And it's not a multi-level marketing. It's cooperative because there's no hierarchy, because every person you meet, you have four referrals from them. So four people that they refer, you can make commissions on if they purchase something. So it can go infinitely to how
many people. That is infinitely wide. Right. So it's not a multi-level. There's no charges. It's totally free. Right. It's essentially a resource that you have that we're actually blessing you with so that you have the opportunity to extend not only this wonderful news, this great news, but also this whole concept of partnering with us, because we're looking for these leaders. We're looking for a platoon of leaders.
Is there somebody there? Sorry. Is there somebody there? Hello?
Hi. Anybody joining us tonight? I could have
sworn. Hi, I'm Sherry. This is Dean from Toronto again. Hi.
Oh, hi, Dean. How are you doing tonight?
How are you doing, Dean?
Pretty good, thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt your train of thought, though. Did you want to finish that first, or?
That's all right. Go ahead, Dean. What's on your mind? What's on your heart, preferred?
Well, listen, right close to home here, my family, both of them, both my parents, are medically sick. And my mother's got shingles for the third time, on drugs for the third time now, after going through hell the first couple times. And my father's now had his second prostate operation after having one in 2008, which was supposed to last, I just found out the other day, 15 years. And so he just had the second one yesterday. Now, I've been following you for 12 years, Len. So they've heard lots about you. I've sent them things, you know, recordings, and so forth. But obviously I'm not doing very well on selling them on the whole idea of, you know, what you have to say about pharmaceuticals, and I'm really disappointed about that. The message is not getting across. And, I've heard people make excuses and say, well, you know, they're from the old school and this kind of thing, but what would you say to them if I was to, you know, forward this archive to them later? How could you summarize?
Well, I'll tell you.
Sure, if I could say something to you, I have the same issue with my mother, and I work closely with Dr. Horowitz. She's met Dr. Horowitz, and she refuses to let go of her reliance on pharmaceuticals. She has a bladder cancer, and she got very sick from an injection they gave her in result of her bladder cancer, and she actually got pneumonia from it.
And this was after we sent her a bottle of OxySilver that helped her. She miraculously cured one problem, and then she went back to the doctor.
Let me finish that. So basically, she got this bladder cancer, and they gave her an injection in her bladder, and I warned her not to do it. I begged her not to do it. I told her that the horrible consequences. I researched this injection, and I said, "There's pneumonia is definitely something you're going to get as a side effect. It's a big possibility." Well, she gets pneumonia, and she calls me, and she says, "I have pneumonia. I have respiratory problems. I can't breathe. I went to the doctor. The doctor says, I don't have pneumonia, but I know I do because I have this horrible cough. I can't breathe, and my lungs are really congested, and I've had pneumonia, and I know what pneumonia is. But the doctor's refusing to say that I got pneumonia because he gave her this injection, and he didn't want any, they don't want to have any repercussions from that. They don't want to be accused of saying, hey, we gave you pneumonia from the injection. So I said, well, Mom, I sent you Oxysilver and Zeolite. I said, I want you to take that now, and I promise you that you're going to be healed within a few days. And she said, well, I'm taking so many of these pharmaceuticals. How do you want me to start to? I said, well, this is all natural. It's not going to harm you. Just follow my recipe for it and do it. And so she does it. She calls me up in 2 days, and she says, I'm completely better now. I don't have pneumonia anymore. And I said, do you believe me now? And she says, yes. About 2 weeks later, she goes back to the doctor again for more meds, for another issue. This time it's her gallbladder. And I'm explaining to her that there's a remedy. There's a natural remedy for everything. I said, look, Mom, I said, the Oxysilver and the Zeolite cured you. Why can't you believe that there's other? She does not want to let go of her reliance on doctors. And Len's mom, Dr. Horowitz's mom, died of the 1976 swine flu vaccination. She got Guillain-Barré from it, and she also refused until she was practically on her deathbed when she said, I don't want any more of these drugs, and realized when it came, the light came to her where she realized
she was on her deathbed.
Yes.
You know, and so
she said, I don't want any more of what?
Of these drugs. Yeah. So I don't want any more of this stuff anymore.
Hey, Dean. You know, my experience was I had attempted for many years to, like you, convince my mom that alternative health care was the way to go. And I failed miserably. And it wasn't until my mother literally was on her deathbed where the doctors, even at that moment, were coming to her with new experimental drugs and saying to her, we think that this might help, it's experimental, would you consent to take it? Where she finally, for the first time, said no to a medical deity. And she died within a couple weeks after that. The story that I have to share with you, brother, and I really feel sad about it, but I have not come up with any good plan or strategy for dealing with people who are heavily invested in the medical paradigm. Their whole belief system is based on the popping of the magic pill will cure every ill. That is attributed to the success of the propaganda by Big Pharma and the cult church. They have been indoctrinated so intensely, it is like they are cult followers. And for you and I then, or Sherry, to come forth and try to persuade through lots of even love and reason, and even their own experience of having been, like Sherry's mom's case, cured with Oxysilver and Zeolite of a horrible situation she was dealing with, but suddenly still go right back again, take the toxic meds, the vaccinations that intoxicate, and then ultimately then continue to complain. Brother, there's going to be about 6 billion people who are going to be dead within the next 2 decades, according to the world's leading depopulation authorities.
Bill Gates is one
Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, but George Soros. And so what you realize, Tim Turner, is you've got to understand that we're going to lose a lot of people. And then when you think to yourself, okay, who is at the greatest risk of being lost? It's those people who are right now entering into the age of unemployment, Social Security benefits that are the greatest liability for the system. And that those people, if you read and you listen to the sovereignty movement, those people are literally worth more dead than they are alive. for a number of reasons I can't go into. It's just too much.
And they're going to be offering them all kinds of free vaccinations with the health care reform plan. They're going to offer free medications, free vaccinations, free, like within the health care, they're going to have like free,
you to can be part of the system.
Different types of insurance that they can get if they're on Social Security that's going to be free, and they can get a certain amount of their meds. They're going to be generic meds. They're going to be poison meds. I mean, it's really disgusting that they're
doing. Yeah, and it's very insidious matter of causing depopulation through mass intoxication. And so, sadly, I have to say, I have not, in all of my years of thinking of it, I can tell you I have been a gross failure in my own family. I have not done any better than you. And all I can do is I can chalk it up to the fact that to each his own, we're going to see a mass die off, mostly because the people have been induced into this toxic state and the side effects are very profitable for the drug industrialists that are intending to kill 6 out of 7 people at this time in history. So I wish that I could give you some better news, but I can tell you I've been very, very sad and frustrated about the same thing.
And it's like a veil. And
are you saying, is that just more than your mother that you've been unsuccessful with?
And with my mother.
Yeah, I can tell you that, you know, I sell a lot of DVDs and CDs to people like yourself who purchase them for the purpose of enlightening a loved one. And, you know, I can't say that they've all gone for naught. But you know what? There's a lot out there. I would say the vast majority are in the same boat that you're in right now and I've been in. And Sherry's in with her mom. I don't think that there is necessarily a way to reach people who have in their destiny, literally the calling to die. I mean, look. We're all going to die of something. We're all going to, in fact, when you're born, it's basically an invitation, ultimately, to live out destiny of dying. So it's a death sentence. Your birth is a death sentence, in other words. So we're all going to die. The reality is, what way are you going to choose to die? And there are a lot of people who are choosing this way to die. Personally, I would like to be able to die like somebody like Yogananda, where he goes and meditates and his devotees go to look at him after a dozen days and he hasn't moved and they think he's meditating. Meanwhile, he passed away within 3 hours and he's just been sitting there. So, you know, basically gone into rigor mortis in a meditative trance. You know, he just left. And so that's kind of like what my grandfather did, really. You know, he died, my grandfather died quickly, very, very rapidly, cancer that he had for 20 years that had exploded throughout his body because he willed himself dead. And
he willed himself to live for all those years with the cancer because he had a wife that he loved so much, and when she passed on, he passed on.
Yeah.
He refused to live any longer. But there's, you know, there's a lot of, I think that the only way really, and I'm going to tell you, it's a miracle if this could ever happen, but if the mainstream media suddenly got on the airwaves and said that the pharmaceutical drugs were all tainted and harmful, vaccinations were deadly, then suddenly you would see people change. But
right.
That would be the only thing.
Mainstream media.
Exactly.
So you're attributing it to media influence?
Because they watch the news, right? They watch the news every day.
Primarily. Because if you also look at the behavioral science research and the success that the pharmaceutical industry has had advertising and pushing their professional markets through the consumer market. In other words, there's a consumer market and there's a professional market. And if you're trying to reach the doctors, what the drug industrialists who spend billions of dollars in advertising, what they learn is that the best way for them to literally reach the professional market is not to take doctors and buy them gifts or take them on, you know, special, you know, seminar trips or to buy them things. It is literally to advertise on mainstream media that says, ask your doctor about whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, ask your doctor about Gardasil. Yeah. Ask your doctor about the new HIV.
Viagra. You know, or whatever drug they're selling. So what happens?
No, let me interrupt for a second here, if you would. I know what you're saying, and I know that that stuff influences the masses. With my parents, I don't think it's that stuff that's influencing them. What I think it is they got a doctor who's a nice guy, who talks to them in their language. He sounds reasonable. He wants to work with them. He deserves their respect and trust according to the way our society works. And all those things are in place on a person-to-person level. I don't think my parents know a thing about the advertising. They're not seeing the scope of the pharmaceuticals like you are. We all know the pharmaceuticals are powerful and everything, but beyond that, they don't know if they have any particular education. And it just really boils down to that. But this is like a curse, right? It's like a...
Yes, it is. It's a gross sin. The reason is that fundamentally they've given their faith and trust over to a medical deity, pagan god, instead of basically the source of the universe. And so, you know, all I can tell you is that they've got to find something within themselves. There's got to be some sort of a powerful change of a core belief. Their core belief is that they've got to give their faith and trust for their own health and well-being and recovery to this nice guy. And this nice guy is a representative of the way that the system is operating, and most people believe in the medical system. And so this is the tragedy, is you've got a core belief that you are trying to now come up against, and you're not effective because they're not A, discerning of their core belief. They don't look why it is that they have that faith and trust in a medical doctor.
They don't question it.
And unless you have that.
You have like shows like Oprah's Dr. Oz. You know, that's America's favorite doctor. My mother likes to watch Dr. Oz. Oprah gave him his own TV show now, and he's always promoting pharmaceuticals and vaccinations and saying how great they are. Meanwhile, his kids don't even get vaccinated. He says, my kids would never take the flu shot. But he gets on TV and gets a saline injection in his arm and tells everybody, oh, everybody in the audience is going to go get vaccinated. Well, everybody that likes Dr. Oz and respects Oprah Winfrey, even though it may not seem that way, there's a subliminal programming that's happening at that moment to say vaccinations are good. Look, Oprah approves. Look also at Dr. Oz. He approves. If you look at also another one of Oprah's favorite, her favorite stars that she created was Rachel Ray, who has this cooking show. Simple, you would think cooking show, which she made her a star, gave her a talk show. And if you look in Rachel Ray's magazines that Oprah gave her now, because Rachel Ray has all her own magazines, all of the sponsors are pharmaceutical companies. We got a call the other day from True TV, which was Jesse Ventura's show. And basically, we asked them, who's your sponsor? Because Jesse's into conspiracies. Well, our biggest sponsors are the pharmaceutical companies. Well, isn't that interesting?
Yes, they called, they wanted to interview Sherry. They didn't want to interview me. And so Sherry just said, well, I'd like to have Dr. Horowitz join me. And she did that kindly out of respect for me and my work. And they suddenly disappeared off the radar screen because exactly what Sherry just mentioned. The bottom line, I think, to the answer is, if you look at the behavioral science work of Bandura, Alfred Bandura did about 350 investigations on what caused people to behave. And he said, above all, it's the media. More powerful than parents, teachers, or peers is the influence of the mainstream media.
And they get movie stars to promote all their new pharmaceuticals, the Bovenia, that Sally Field saying, I have bone problems, and everybody's going out to go get the bone medicine. And I mean, they're looking, this is how they promote it. They make it look very, very attractive, and people are buying it. And on top of that, if you look at the mainstream media, like Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, and we already had these huge reports on basically who the pharma media is. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News. He also owns the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia. They conducted the first swine flu vaccination trials on little kids. He partnered up with CSL, a division of Merck Pharmaceuticals. His son, James, is actually the overseer, non-executive director of the supposed competition for Merck, SmithKline-Beachum. So here you got the Murdoch family overseeing SmithKline-Beachum, and you have them overseeing Merck. Then you have Murdoch's mother, who is the overseer of the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne, Australia. She is a huge person in the medical industry. Nobody would ever think about Rupert Murdoch. They see him as a media mogul. You have Thomas Gloster, who is the CEO of Reuters Newswire. He's also the director of Merck Pharmaceuticals. So you have all of these people who are in control of the media that are promoting their own drugs, their own products, and they subliminally put it in everything, whether it's a star they have promoting it, whether it's a TV show or somebody like Oprah who endorses something, whether it's Obama who Oprah endorsed as our president introducing the health care reform that isn't even his health care reform. He has nothing really to do with it, but he's the spokesperson for it that Oprah actually endorsed as president, who they really respect as a person. And this is something that we looked at and figured out. What is it that's influencing people? Yes, their doctors are very nice, but on top of their doctors being very nice and people that they respect, they go home and watch television, and they get this subliminal messaging from every angle, whether it's a commercial, a TV show, a movie.
Sorry, we got it.
So I just have a lot of passion about this.
Yeah, she does.
Media manipulation.
Now you know why I work with Sherry Kane. So, folks, we're almost at the end of the Inside Hour. We've just got a couple of minutes, so let's wrap it up. I want to thank not only BBSRadio.com. Their archives are wonderful. $2 a month gets you into BBS Radio. I want to thank Don Newsom and Seth in Engineering for tonight's program. I want to thank all of you again for Healthy World Store for the support. The books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, the healthcare products, HealthyWorldStore.com. It's the reason why we're still on the air, and with your continued support, we'll maintain, again, this programming. The other great news is i528Tunes. Like, you think of iTunes, think of i528Tunes from now on. And let's say next week we're going to
partner with us at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
Yeah. Right. And I never did get back to, I wanted to talk a little bit about what is the implications and the vision of our mission with i528Tunes.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that next week on the Inside Hour.
So stay tuned.
Pray for us. Things are flying fast over here. We pray for you too. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight on the Inside Hour. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints. He works tirelessly 5 nights a week on BBS Radio to bring you some outstanding programming. And Sherry, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you. Love for being with us, too.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Take care.
God bless you all.
Bye for now.